Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. If you are calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or asking your questions over the air, no problem. Contact me, NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. Amen. So without further ado, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this blessed day, and you have watched over and kept us over this day and night. Dear Lord, we ask today, Lord God, as we enter into your word, as we enter into this message, as we enter into this study, that, Lord, that you will accompany us on this journey. And, dear Lord, just open up unto us things that we don't know, even things we don't understand. Father, we come to you for revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the word. So, Lord God, I praise you. I magnify you, and I lift you up. And Lord, I just thank you for being a one that makes due on his word. For you said, when two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So Lord, we thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Today we are on, first of all, if you have your Bibles with you, let's go into the book of Genesis chapter 1. The book of Genesis chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 16 and verse 29 to, we're going to read verses 11 and verse 29 in Genesis chapter 1. And while you're turning there, today we are on part 4. The Lord gave us herbs, fruits for our healing deliverance. Now, in a sense, this is like officially, I believe, part 3 because I was supposed to have been on last Monday, but had something to come up. And when I was creating this broadcast, I just realized I put part 4 down here. And last Monday, I know I had to miss doing part 3. So even though you may be looking at it saying part 4, if I'm not mistaken, it should be officially part 3. But either way it goes, it's not going to stop the Word of God from being the Word of God and doing what it'll do. Amen. So I wanted to clear that up. Now, we're talking about here, and this is what I've been doing on, especially these Mondays, talking about what the Lord has given us for our health and healing. And we, as a people, and especially us as believers, we have become more dependent on the medicines that man have created than actual foods that God has given us for our healing and deliverance. Now, we thank God for doctors, but I have to say this again. One of our biggest mistakes is that we have made them God. And so when they come up with a medicine, they say, hey, you got to take this medicine. And if they don't come up with a medicine, they say there is no cure. And so either or, we tend to take what they say at a greater value than what God says. And people, that's where we have made our mistake. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, the Lord said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Now, going to verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree into which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, or in other words, for food. Looking at the word herb, because he said in verse 29, I have given you every herb bearing seed, okay? And in verse 11, he said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Now, when you look up the word herb, First of all, and many of y'all, you know, who have listened to me many times on the broadcast, when I'm going through defining words and things of that nature, three. Number one is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has to point out to you what's right, what's wrong. Amen. Number two, I'm looking at the Bible Concordance, and number three, the dictionary. So when looking up the word herbs that's mentioned in verse 11 and verse 29 in Genesis chapter 1, the original Hebrew word for that is eseb, and it means to glisten or be green, grass or any tender shoot. Also, the word herb, according to Webster, means a plant or plant part valued for its medicinal, savory, or aromatic qualities. Right, or aromatic qualities, okay? So when he said, I've given you the herbs, he said, I'm giving you these plants that is valuable for its medicinal. In other words, it can help in healing, savory for food and all of that. Amen. And what we need to understand is that God had given us the plants, the fruits of the soil, not only for food, he says for meat, but what we understand from the defining of the herbs, it is also food that can aid in health and healing. Now, there's a man named Nathaniel Jordan, I think that's his name, and I think YouTube and probably banned him, I don't know how many times, but he speaks a lot of truth. He talks about how let medicine be food and let food be your medicine. And what he's doing, he's going back here really into the word to where God, he's showing people where God has given us the plants and the fruits of the soil for our health and healing. But here's the problem with the people. And when I got to get more specific to some of God's own people. We don't believe that. We don't believe that. People, we're taking in all kinds of junk food. We eating honey buns, cakes, you name it, galore. Then giving us either gas or heartburn or something. We're becoming overweight, all the sugar in us, and boom, boom, bam, boom. And next thing you know, we're doing like the center man. He's sitting in the doctor's office, and we are too. And in fact, as many times he's going, we're going as many times as he are, and sometimes more. Now, I know this is not a subject that some of you wants to talk about, okay? You don't want to talk about it because you don't want to deal with your eating. Some of you say, God is a healer and he'll heal me. Yeah, but guess what? You got to do a part. Did you know that? You think God just going to keep healing you when you keep abusing your body in that way? When you just taking and eating in anything that is hurting your health? But God's supposed to come like underdog, say today, run in every time you eating stuff to make your blood pressure go through the roof or make your sugar go so high that your head about to explode, and God's supposed to just run in every time and do that, right? Wrong. Wrong. Because we're not looking at God in a respectful way when we do that. And then, guess what? With us, it is also a selfish spirit. We don't even consider our family members. You said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Now, I'm about to say something, and I don't mean to be rude when I say this, but guess what? We don't think about that when we're going and abusing our bodies in such a way by, you know, eating unhealthy and all that, making our blood pressure go up and all that stuff. Now we ain't got to a heart attack or stroke. That's an extra burden on the family. Did you know that? Now, I'm not trying to be rude when I'm saying that because, of course, your family loves you. You suffer a heart attack or a stroke, they're not going to just sit there and watch you struggle, try to get a plate or struggle. They're not going to do that. And see, then they got to help take care of you. So they got what they got to do in their own lives, plus take care of you. Now, I know this is probably a tough message. Some of you might say, Brother Nate, you're sounding kind of cold. No, I'm being honest. We don't think. We don't think about, hey, wait a minute. If I, you know, put myself down like that, then that's going to make my husband or my wife or my kids and all of them,
they're going to have to do what they got to do in their lives and take care of me. See, we don't think about that. All we think about is indulging to please this flesh, to please our taste buds, okay? And many of us today, that's one of the reasons why we can't even keep money right in the house. It's all about our taste buds. We won't eat food more than one day. We think that's just repulsive, okay? Then we won't eat right because some of you said, well, I don't want no collard greens. I don't want no collard greens. Give me the one with the peaches and the peach cobbler. We want all that, okay? And see, I understand why some doctors get upset, okay? Because there are some doctors out there that's truly trying to help people and truly tell us, hey, listen, you got to cut down on all those sweets. See, when he tells us that, we get in the attitude like, okay, doc, you don't know what you're talking about. Or we're sitting there lying to his face like, okay, doc, I'm going to do it. As soon as we get out of the doctor's office, what's the first thing we do? Baby, stop me by the store. Wow, I need to get a pack of those Krispy Kreme, the box of those Krispy Kreme donuts. Let me get that. I need to go by. But baby, wait a minute. Your sugar was up. Well, it's going to be okay. Well, you know, the doctor said, well, yeah, you know, sometimes doctors don't know what they're talking about. See, that's how we act. That's how we act. So I understand why some doctors get upset. When they tell you, hey, you know, that's all you need. And next thing you know, after you leave the doctor office, you call the people and say, hey, let me get a pack of that hog head sauce, bring it to the house. Oh, I got my blood pressure pills. Because, see, we didn't even became comfortable in the medicine. The medicine has become our God. Why? Because we'll go out there and abuse in the eating, and we think because we're taking certain medicines, that's going to take care of it. What's up, your medicines? The biggest percentage of your medicine, are you ready for this? I hope your ears are open, and I hope nobody's talking to you while I'm telling you this. But the biggest of your medicine does not cure you. It only treats you, okay? Did you hear that? So you're going to be taking high blood pressure pill. If you're up there eating that hog head sauce and all that chemical salt in there, your blood pressure still going to shoot up. And see, that's what's going on with some people, too. And then they go back to the doctor's office and say, doc, this medicine ain't working. And many times the doctors know what happened. They just give you this look. Well, let's try this medicine. You know, because I know some of them got to be thinking, say, hey, well, if he or she ain't going to take care of themselves, at least I can go ahead and make some money off of them. I mean, I ain't trying to be rude, but that's the thing, because that's what's happening. That is what's happening. Because guess what, people? Each time you make a visit to the doctor, it ain't free, okay? Some of you, I don't care. Some of you might say, I got Medicaid. Guess what? Medicaid got to pay for it. It ain't free. And you better watch it because you become too dependent on Medicaid. Medicaid finna drop a bomb on people, okay? Amen. Now, as I define to you from the concordance of the word herbs, the Hebrew word, eseb, it means to glisten or be green, grass or any tender shoot. Now, get this. Green foods contains an array of micronutrients and phytochemicals that support healthy blood flow, the cardiovascular system, and heart health. Now, whenever, you know, you get time, you can type in, and there's a article called Eat the Rainbow, Green Foods Health Benefits and Recipes. Now, I'm going to read a little bit from this article to you concerning the green foods. Amen. And this is what it says, okay? Green foods contain an array of micronutrients and phytochemicals that support healthy blood flow, the cardiovascular system, and heart health. Current advice states that you should eat 5 portions of fruit and vegetables per day. However, many fail to meet this recommended intake. This has implications for your health because the body can't function optimally without whole plant foods. Did you hear that? Oh, okay. I know some of y'all. I know. You don't want to hear that. You want to you wanted to hear them say, you know, the Twinkies provides great nutrients for the body. And don't forget the Little Debbie snack cakes. I know you wanted to hear that. It goes on to say, fortunately, a simple philosophy called Eat the Rainbow can help you diversify your diet by consuming different color fruit and vegetables. These edible plants contain naturally occurring phytochemicals that support your immune system and prevent chronic disease. Even a supporting of the immune system, people. And even what? Prevent chronic diseases. You know, sometimes I'm just amazed at the wisdom of God. He didn't just cause and plant fruits of the soil to come up for us for food, but it have health benefits in it. Now, who could have created something like that? I answer that for you. Nobody. Okay? But see, we don't want to hear that. Okay? We don't want to hear that. Now, what is Eat That Rainbow? Okay? Red, orange, yellow, green, and blue, purple are the five colors of the food rainbow, and each one contains phytonutrients with specific health functions. If you think eating the rainbow means gobbling a load of micro-colored sweets, then you are quite mistaken. Instead, we're talking about the vibrant plants Mother Nature intended for us to eat. That's right. Plant-based foods like fruits and vegetables have many health properties. Okay? Have you ever wondered why plant foods are so vibrant and appealing? Well, these pigments serve many purposes. For a start, these colorful pigments are attractive to other species, including human beings, who think they look good enough to eat. And then there are the bees who pollinate the plants by the power of color. Fun fact, bees love the color blue. These pigments aren't just for show. They also serve as a defense mechanism. For example, some of the pigments deter invaders from eating them by releasing antibacterial solutions and bitter tastes to put them off. The health benefits of plant foods come from these phytochemicals, notably their potential for disease prevention. When it comes to green foods, their naturally occurring nutrients are renowned for their ability to support several different aspects of heart health. You probably already heard of polyphenols and their antioxidant powers, but there are others too. Okay. Polyphenols are the micronutrients that occur naturally in edible plants that are good for the body and your gut microbiome. Read about them here. Now, so the green plants, from what we understand, has micronutrients in it and phytochemicals that can help in what? You know, cardiovascular health, okay, healthy blood flow, heart health. I'm talking about, think about it for a minute. God created something that not only would nourish your body in the form of food, but will bring health to our body. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys and tell y'all, like, you know, I have been thinking healthy all the years of my life, and I have, okay? In fact, you know, I've been weight training for this year, make 37 years, and I did not eat what you would call totally healthy, okay? And here's the thing, and I pray some of you young folks that's listening will hear this. See, sometimes we young, we think that we're young, oh, our body can take whatever, or the people older, they can't take it. Listen, have you noticed that young folks have been dying lately? I mean, I've been seeing on the news, comedians, what is this comedian about 2 weeks ago? He was, what, 29? You got a woman that was 32 years old. People dying, it's not just you looking at 70 or 80 years old. It's young folks, 20, 25, 28, is dying, okay? Diseases and sicknesses are hitting them, okay? You understand that? So the last, I say, two to maybe 4 years strong, the Lord have blessed me to look more at the health. Now, here's the thing about the health that some people don't want to hear. Your taste buds, you're going to have to adapt them to that. Now, that's a great challenge for a lot of people. Because when you're used to eating the Ding Dongs and the Honey Buns and the Oreo cookies and all that, and all of a sudden you're going to go to eat greens and, you know, green peas and all that stuff, you're going, they don't have that sweet taste. People, let me tell you something. The number one thing it should be out of that category is your health. And when it comes to food, it should be survival. If you guys didn't have no other food on this earth and had Ding Dongs and Twinkies, I understand. But other than that, no. We're filling the doctor's office up as much as the center man. Yeah, we are. Because the law of eating, that applies to us too, people. We got a body just like the center man do. And this body we have, it has not been changed. So guess what? It's still in this fallen state, and it's still subject to what? To this time and this dimension. So if the center man keep eating that hog head south and his blood pressure going up past his brain in the air, what do you think going to happen with you? Oh, I get it. I'm a Christian. God's going to take care of me. Listen, let me tell you something. God ain't letting you go out there to try to tempt him neither. You go out there and eat the stuff or eating wrong and carelessly, without a care, just doing this and think that God is going to swoop you in every time. It don't happen like that, people. It don't happen like that. Many of God's people have went on to the beyond, you know, through the things that they did in harming themselves and not being eating in health or eating right, okay? I didn't say they went to hell, but their time was cut short before its time. You understand that? Now, like I said, I know this is not a popular message with some of you. I know it's not something that you know you're so eager to hear, okay? But guess what? It's the truth. It's the truth. Now, I want to read a verse to you from another one of the Lord's book called The Record of Nephi. And the Lord dealing with the Nephites, that's the people of God that was over here on this continent during prehistoric times. I want to read to you how God dealt with them, especially in this area we're talking about now. And this Record of Nephi, one of the books in the Record of Nephi is called The Book of Alma. And I want to read to you what Alma recorded that was going on with the people during around his time. And I think his labor here, the year 73 or 72 BC, okay? And this is what he says. And it came to pass that there were many who died, firmly believing that their soul were redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus they went out of the world rejoicing. And there were some who died with fevers, which at some seasons of the year was very frequent in the land, but not so much so with fevers, because of the excellent qualities of the many plants and roots which God had prepared to remove the cause of diseases, which was subsequent to man by the nature of the climate. So here, even here, it was witnessed to the people over here on this continent that God had created or prepared plants and roots for what? To remove the cause of diseases. See, many of our answers to the sicknesses is what? It's in what God prepared. The plants and roots, okay? The herbs. But see, we don't want to hear that. We want to keep going to Dr. Jones and let Dr. Jones keep pumping all these different kind of pills in us that for the most part ain't truly working, is only treating, is not curing. And then we want to stick our lip out and talk about how the doctor ain't doing. Well, guess what? He was not called to be God. And what he's prescribing to you is not called to be a cure-all, a treatment. So God says he does his part, but you got to do your part. And the failing is always on our end because many times we don't want to do that part, okay? We don't want to do that. We want to tell God, God, you ain't doing, God, you ain't doing. That's what we want to tell God, okay? But once again, We won't suggest throw anything in our mouth, okay? And we go, well, oh, I like that, you know. And, you know, God talks about moderation in the Bible. See, that's another thing that we mess up at. We don't know what moderation means. Okay, if I bought a honey bun, ate a honey bun, okay, I ate one honey bun. But we don't like to stay at one. We'll go to eat one every day or two or three in a day, okay, each day. So we have a problem with moderation, okay? We have a problem with that, people. And with some, it's all about their taste buds. But guess what? Wake up call is coming in this time. Because you're going to find out where your taste buds going to get you. See, some of you guys are throwing buku's amount of food into the garbage can. And you got dogs in your area just healthy, and they don't belong to nobody. You like, how that dog? Man, I see that dog. Don't nobody own that dog. That dog should be skinny and poor. And no, he ain't skinny and poor. Guess what? You might well call you the owner because you feed them, okay? When you coming outside and you mad because your garbage can is turned over and all what you had in there being spread out, that dog is coming for his dinner. And guess what? You the waiter that's serving him. Why? Because with most of the people, it's about your taste buds. It ain't about survival. It ain't about health. It's about taste buds, okay? And we have let our taste buds just rule, okay? Yeah, we have. That's the same way dealing with medicine. Every, you know, at one time I thought it was mostly the young people. And most of it is young people. But I'm starting to see it some of the older folks too now. You know, everything that's good for you or beneficial health-wise or medical-wise or whatever is not going to taste like Kool-Aid. But see, the problem is many people want it to. You know, they don't want that bitter. If it come bitter, you know, tongue all out, frowns in the face. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought it was about your health or you getting healthy or being healed. I guess. Can't. So now you're suffering with the sickness because what you've been given does not taste like fruity pebbles. So I don't, you know, to me, you're letting me know it ain't really about your health. It ain't really about you being healed. It's about your taste buds. So if your taste buds say, oh, no way, we can't have that, we ain't down with that, then you will reject what could help you. Okay? Now, I'm not here to tell you all that bitter stuff tastes good. It don't. I mean, well, I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, there are some health benefits. As I heard one lady told me one time, you got to soldier it down. I remember beet juice. Now, for years, I couldn't stand to look at beet juice, beets, period, on a can. If you open up in a can, I look in it, I just had to turn my head. It's just something about them that maybe get like icky, okay? I'm like, uh-uh. And I heard some people be eating. I said, man, I ain't eating. Oh, no. Okay? So about a year or so ago, you know, I'm dealing more with, you know, dealing with the herbs and stuff like that. And so one of the things I come across was beets and how beets got, and I'm talking about the pure beets now. We ain't talking about the ones that people shooting stuff in, and we ain't talking about that. Pure beets. And the pure beets, one of the things that makes it healthy for us is got in there what is called nitric oxide that'll help in dealing with the blood flow. And plus, too, I read about it was good for dealing with, you know, helping you with your blood pressure. So I know y'all know where I'm finna go with this. Well, anyhow, I went to the Whole Foods store to get some organic beets juice to drink it. Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I bought, like, first time I think I bought, like, two 32-ounce glass. And I ain't going to tell you no story. Woo! It wasn't even cheap, but yes, still. It worked. But anyhow, when I was getting ready to drink it, first I was looking online, and I would notice what certain people say about someone. I said, well, you know, it got a sweet-like taste. I'm thinking, like, beets with sweet taste? You know, they first referred to it as a sweet taste, but after that it had a, I don't know what, I forgot what kind of taste they said. They said it'd be sweet. It's like a combination of like sweet slash, I don't know, bitter or something like that. So I said, okay. So I pulled like a half a cup. And so I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, okay, what's more important, okay? Because I know that this is something that my taste buds have never tasted, okay? And I know this could be something that would not only have me frown, but have frowns locked in on my face, okay? But once again, I had to think about, okay, health-wise, okay? And so I ain't going to tell you no story. I got that half a cup, and I had to chuggle it up, and I did. And then it did. It had a sweet taste slash, I can't describe the other taste, but, you know, as I kept drinking it each day, I think I was drinking a half cup each day, you know, I really started getting used to it. And see, sometimes people think because they got to make a change of scenery on their taste buds, they think, oh, this is just going to be nasty forever. Well, no, not necessarily. And when it comes to adapting to better eating, people think the same way. When you talk to them, say, okay, you got to eat more healthy, they like, in their mind, they thinking like, whew, I know I ain't going to like this. To be like that, I'd be miserable. But no, actually, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Okay? You actually, people, listen, I still at times eat sweets. I'm not telling you I don't. But I don't eat nowhere near as sweet as I used to. And you know what? I have felt better in my body. I have felt better. Because like they were telling, now some commercial they tell you is they giving you truth. Like they tell you that, you know, when you put that sugar in you, you got about, you know, they used to say about a sneaker, I think it was on one of the commercials years ago, you eat a sneaker, you get about, what, 20 minutes of energy, and then after that, boom, it's gone, you know. And many times they talk about how you become, like, more tired than you was before because it's like a crash. And I come to experience that through the years, and eat all them sweets and stuff like that, you know, it, you know, besides having you bloated, feeling uncomfortable, yeah, mess with your blood levels and not blood sugar levels and all that, I was like, man. So when God blessed me to start moving away from that sweet and adapting more to just plain eating more better, and watching the chemical salt, okay, because we got to have some salt, but we don't want the chemical one where they, I think that's the one that's redefined. You want, you know, you want the mineral salt. And having to do that, I feel better in my body. Amen. And I was like thinking about it. When it first started happening, I thought, oh, my God, I feel better. I do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The fifth message come out of one of God's other books called The Word of the Lord. And this book is where the book of the messages that the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. And I want to read a verse out of one of the messages called the fifth message. And this message was sent out February the 4th, 1927. So in your private prayer time, you can go to the Lord and say, Lord, did you send a message through your angel February the 4th, 1927? Amen. Because we're not trying to do anything hideous here, okay? I'm going to read to you what God says here. He says, warn you the people that they may till the soil, for famine will come. Keep that in mind. And many things that shall make people idle and no work. And all those that shall not seek to supply themselves with the fruits of the soil will suffer. He just said, seek to supply yourself with the ding-dongs and Twinkies and the Susie Q's and the pieces and the potato chips. He said, all that will not seek to supply themselves with the fruits of the soil will suffer. Amen. See, in Genesis, you didn't read, and God gave every Dunkin' Donut for meat. You didn't read that. Or God gave every pizza for meat. You didn't read that. So he said, all that will not seek to supply themselves with the fruits of the soil will suffer. You got some people, they won't even touch beans. They won't even touch green peas or nothing. It's like icky to them. But you give them some french fries with some pizza, throw in a couple of donut sticks and a Coca-Cola, you got them all day. Amen. You got them all day. See, that's why these one of the reasons why these pharmaceutical industries can make billions off us. See, all them billions ain't just sinners, okay? Christians is involved too. Amen. And we won't take God's blueprint for healing. We'll take man's blueprint for healing. So man's blueprint for healing is this. If there's a medicine that is not for it, then you can't be healed. That's man's blueprint, okay? The other side of the blueprint is this. We got a medicine for it that can basically only treat you. Then the last part of their blueprint is that you can't use the word cure, but we'll go with treatment. Amen. Because even your urban nutritionist, when they talk to you about herbs, they got to be careful how they tell you. You know, they can't tell you, say, well, this herb right here is to cure cancer. Man, they say that, man, they're going to lose their license and everything. Amen. This is what we're living at, people. This is the world we're living in. They don't want you to say heal, cure you. But you can use treatment, okay? They always be claiming, well, we don't want to give people a false hope. Yeah, you don't want to give them a false hope because you want them to keep dropping that money in your pocket, okay? That's the reason why. Amen. Amen. Well, that's what the Lord, you know. That's what the Lord, he gave us these herbs, these fruits, not only for food, but for our healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, once again, I know some of you don't want to hear that, but I got to tell you the truth. I got to tell you the truth. I mean, ain't no need of lying about it, okay? And possibly some of you may even got up when I started talking about this and you saying, man, I just can't wait till you get to another subject, you know? And maybe you went away and said you got something cooking on the stove. Amen. And now you're back. You think I'm through with it. Well, I'm not really. Okay. I'm not really. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. I want to read to you one more article. It is titled Top 14 Herbs of the Bible That Heal and Nourish. And this is by co-founder of Ancient Nutrition, Dr. Axe. Okay. I want to read a few things here. He talks about herbs of the Bible, just like he mentions aloes, okay? And from chapter 19, verse 39, which said he was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Now, he got here, the aloe vera plant has been used for thousands of years in ancient times. It was used to embalm the dead as well as for perfume. It also has a lengthy history of use topically for skin complaints, including wounds, irritation, and burns, and eternally for what? Constipation. Today, aloe is still commonly used to treat burns, heal rashes, and moisturize the skin. Preliminary research has also shown that aloe may help to lower blood sugar and type 2 diabetes and decrease the effects of liver damage caused by alcohol. Did you hear that? That's in aloes. See, like I said, all glory and honor goes to Jesus Christ because he invented these plants. He created these plants and herbs and fruits. And once again, you know, we look at it as a tasty something, like the fruit, a little tasty something on the side. But we don't really look at it in a little more deeper way, that it can actually have the health benefits. And many of them, and so some of you, when you're talking about just eating food, you go, yeah, man, okay, I can eat some of that, you know. Okay. Another one is anise, A-N-I-S-E, okay? It was coming from Matthew 23 and 23, where it said, "Won't you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, For you pay the tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These all ye have to done, and not to leave the other undone. Now, he said all parts of the anise plant was used during biblical times. The seeds, leaves, and stern was used to cool high temperatures, as well as for other medicinal purposes. Today, anise can be used to help with digestion and can be used as an anti-flatulence agent. It is also used with some success for breastfeeding support and parasites. As an antispasmodic, anise can be helpful for coughs, bronchitis, and COPD. Did you hear that? Oh, but listen. But we don't think about that, okay? We don't think of, you know, these fruits and plants and stuff, all we look at is that, well, if I really have nothing else, yes, I can eat that. But all the sweetie sweets and everything else, it replaces them, okay? Amen. It replaces them. Glory to God. I got another one called bitter herbs. Exodus 12 and 8. They should eat the flesh that same night, roasted with fire, and they should eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Okay, it says bitter herbs are a collective term used for things like horehound, tansy, horseradish, endive, parsley, and coriander seeds. Bitter herbs were mostly used for food in the Bible. In fact, the people of Israel were commanded to have bitter herbs with their Passover lamb. Today, bitter herbs like gentian and wormwood are known for helping to prevent and relieve digestive complaints like dyspepsia. Experts theorize that bitter herbs are able to aid digestion through their ability to increase digestive secretions as well as blood circulation in the abdominal organs. You hear that? That's on the bitter herbs, okay? Once again, these plants, you know, God, I mean, what can you say? Sometimes it just would take your breath away to go, wow, God created something not only for savory benefits or for, you know, nourish our body with food, but this same thing have health benefits. Okay, got on here cinnamon. And come from Exodus 30. Take the following fine species, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much of fragrant cinnamon, 250 shekels of fragrant calamus. Cinnamon, once considered more precious than gold, has some amazing medicinal benefits. The bark, where the oil comes from, was traditionally collected for anointing oil as well as perfume. Today, cinnamon is used to help lower blood glucose levels. Due to its antifungal properties, it is also employed in the natural treatment of yeast infection. What? It can also help to calm an upset stomach by relieving gas. That's cinnamon, people. That's cinnamon. Okay? Now, some of you probably going, wait, well, you know, I didn't know that. Well, I understand you did. Because I didn't always know this needed. Okay? Amen. And I was like many of you. Not only did I not know it, but when it was thrown out there to me, I paid no attention to it. Period. Till I started getting old. The next one is coming. Isaiah 28 and 25. When he has leveled the surface, does he not sow caraway and scatter cumin? Does he not plant wheat in his place, barley in his plot, and spelt in his field? The ancient Israelites took cumin seeds, dried them, and used them to flavor their food. Today, research has shown that cumin seed contains a substance called cuminaldehyde that may be useful in fighting diabetes. A study published in 2017 demonstrates that black cumin contains an anti-cancer phytochemical known as thymoniquin. And thymoniquin can be considered as a future drug and cancer treatment. This is in the plan that God made, people. You know, you have scientists and doctors been doing research on years for the cure of this and that. I have no doubt that if we were to really listen to the direction of the Lord, that the healing for these different diseases is right on our nose. And I do believe it's some things that is very simple. Yeah. Why? Because, see, when man got to a point where he started saying, Lord, we can take it from here. We don't need you no more. So when they start coming across the hard stuff, like sickness and disease, man said, okay, let me create something to fight this. And so when they create something and it didn't really just, it fought it, but it didn't totally win the battle, man became comfortable because he was limited as far as he could go. Now, God blessed him to some degree where certain things that they was able to come up with did really help, okay? But other than that, man went on his own. And God said, okay, I'm going to give you a warning in my word about these pestilences that are going to come up. And you're not going to be able to whoop them with your own human learning, your own human knowledge. You're not going to be able to whoop it. Well, how do you think they acted when the corona, especially when it hit here in the United States, and people were dying like they were? You think the doctors and scientists didn't go to panic, and why? Because the people started looking at them, and they knew that they didn't try to come up with something, people would be kicking their doors down. Mad. So they had to come up with something, and that's what they did, came up with something, okay? Amen. And the something they came up with, get this, at least they told us this much, it's not a cure. It's not a cure. It was not something that can stop you from catching COVID. Amen. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. Amen. Because we definitely need the Lord Jesus. Garlic. Coming from Numbers 11 and 5. We remember the free fish we ate in Egypt along with the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and garlic. Garlic has been used as both food and medicine in many cultures for thousands of years, dating back to when the Egyptians' pyramid was made or built. Today, garlic is used to boost the immune system and help prevent heart disease. It also is known to have helpful effects on hypertension and high cholesterol. Consuming garlic on a regular basis may help guard against cancer formation in the body. That's garlic, people. Garlic. Garlic. Lord help us. He's given us much of the formula. Mint. Coming from, once again, Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These all ye have to done, and not to leave the other undone. Mint has been used for thousands of years as a culinary herb and for medicinal purposes. Today, peppermint is still being used medicinally for its common effects. It's often used to improve some common health concerns like flatulence, diarrhea, menstrual cramps, nausea, and headaches. Some studies have even pointed towards peppermint's ability to help improve indigestion and irritable bowel syndrome. Huh, did you hear that? Wow, wow, wow. I just, you know, like I told you, I'm just amazed at the creative power of our God and how that much of our health, things that's needed for our health, God has already given to us. I mean, he told us when he created the earth, Moses wrote down Genesis, when he created the earth, he already said it was right there. Well, you know, what man do? He ignored it. And he actually thought that, hey, I got a better answer. I got a way. To do this. And amen. So glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity to share this with you guys. But I'm going to be honest with you. I got to be honest with you. Am I 100% there yet? No. But much of what I've done, I have to honestly say I have felt better in my body. I have. When I was on high blood pressure pills, you know, the high blood pressure pills wasn't making it no better neither. Because the two high blood pressure pills I was taking, they was taking two things away from me, out my body. Number one, it was taking potassium from me. Had me cramping up real bad. Real bad. I mean, you know, strong, firm cramps created in my upper thigh toward my hips that when the doctor say, lay back, let me check you, I'm next thing I know, I'm hollering out. And then the other thing it was robbing me of, and I didn't find this out until after a few years I was taking this particular blood pressure medicine. It was a, what you may call a diuretic or a diuretic, however you want to pronounce it. I found out that it was robbing me of testosterone. Because after taking it for a few years, I noticed one day I was becoming extremely weak. I mean, when I used to feel a little weakness from taking them, I'd go grab me a candy bar, and normally as I get a jolt from that sweet, you know, most time I'm getting around pretty good. Well, I noticed that the last year or so when I was taking it, I noticed that even when I would pop sweets in my mouth, it wasn't doing the trick. I still felt extremely tired and weak. And I said to myself one day, I said, you know, I'm going to go really research this thing some more. And when I looked it up, I found out that, yes, it does. It can, especially over a period of time you taking it, can take your testosterone. And I said, oh, my God. And so the Lord blessed me to get off of that. And since getting off that, the blood pressure pill, I have felt better. I have. And now, of course, it isn't safe for me to just go buck wild and crazy and throwing anything in my mouth. That don't work like that, people. But it has gotten me on the road to doing some better eating, okay? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Father, I pray that you would bless those who have been listening. I pray that as they have heard, that Father, that you would strengthen them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I praise you. I glorify and I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, in about a little over an hour, we have another broadcast. It's Brother Eddie Lee, the Angel Messenger, speaks again today at 7 p.m. tonight. So once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.